Okay, Pep, in terms of that game, you could see an awful lot of what the new style of Birmingham City is about, and you nearly got over the line with the win.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's a little bit, so a lot of positives in the game, and but unfortunately we could not take the 3 points. Despite of that, I take a lot of the positives because we managed to put a lot of football into our game today here at home, and our fans could see not only that we want to play, but as well the determination and the passion of our players that they went for it until the end, really.
You started getting a few olés in the first half because Blues fans haven't seen a team that's as comfortable on the ball as this for quite a long time. And clearly, Fran Villalba and Ivan Sunic made a big impact on their debut.
Yes, absolutely. I think that really they had a very good game, both of them. And I'm sure this will get better and better and better as the games go through and they get more adapted to the city and the team and to their teammates. But I would even say that our players, the ones who were here as well last season, and they've been putting a lot of work in the preseason, and you see them very comfortable. You see on them that they do believe and they trust themselves, and with these few additions, it just came up a little bit quicker. But I'm very proud of everyone in the pitch today.
And you played two different systems. I mean, I think you fooled many people by playing a back four to start off with. But when you brought Wes on and switched back to the three centre-backs, that was very smooth, the transition as well.
Yes, we had a lot of discussion. It was not easy to prepare that game because a lot of players come in late in the window and we didn't have time to work and prepare. And the same happened to Bristol, so it was a little bit on the unknown of what was going to be. So when we spoke, me and the staff who prepared the games, we spoke that... In the end, the conclusion was that we were expecting a 4-1-4-1 from Bristol and with one striker. And we thought that having the three centre-backs against the one striker, we could use this extra centre-back on something else, something more offensive. And that was one of the reasons that made tactically sense to go for it. But at the same time, as I never said, because I never said I'm going to play 3-4-3 or 4-3-2-1 or 4-4-2 or whatever. I never said it. Obviously, I understand that people is talking about it because they see it in the games, but I always said I want a very flexible Birmingham, a Birmingham that can adapt and take the best out of our players on every situation. And I thought that Gary Gardner on a false wing, a little bit as a wing, but inside the pitch, will give us a lot of strength there because it's very powerful, takes a lot of space, occupies a lot of the pitch, and he has a fantastic attitude for the team. And I knew that Fran Villalba would take that position. From that side, he will link up well with Dan and will come in the little pockets, same as Dan, and that would support Juki a little bit more. I think we should do it more, and I still think that we had more chances to cross the ball, especially in the first half, to be more dangerous, but I think it worked well for us. And I like it. I like it here at home to see a backline of four in the end. It's no change for them. We've been doing the whole last season. It's a really good back four in this league. So it was only about adjusting Fran and adjusting Dan. He felt very comfortable in that position next to Juki. And the second half, we went back to the back three, that turned into five. Why? Very simple, because they pushed very high the wing backs, and it was a long way for Christian then to go out and avoid. And I knew they were going to, as soon as they put the Adu, there would be more crosses coming in and more crosses. So with Wes and Christian as a wing backs, we would be able to stop more the crosses, and we had to force him into more of a scrappier game. And we were more adjusted. That's why we turned back. And the good thing is that we've been working a lot on that system we used it last week, it worked well for us. Fortunately, not enough to win, but at least we get back. We felt adjusted to them. Otherwise, they would have gotten front foot.
Just finally from me, just very briefly, you said it's about evolution, not revolution. So this was a good step forward.
Yes, plenty of positive. Look, we were so happy, especially here at home, in front of fans. When I saw the team is not nervous, the team takes it forward, and the team... wants to play and wants to create problems to the opposition. And I see a team that is very aggressive and they put a lot of passion, and we saw good tackles as well. I think that's what our fans are about. And the fans agree with us that we don't lose the passion, we don't lose the determination, we don't lose the aggressivity, and we add ons. And I think we got to a good combination, but still, it's the start. We need to make sure that that's a constant, because it's got to be up and downs, and that we can take it into more games, yeah.